A league ahead, Ishtar the Mede was hurrying along the track. He was by now fully aware of the pursuit. He was confident that the barrier he had placed along the track would stop most men, but he knew it would not long deter the one he feared most. Suddenly, he staggered in mid-stride and clutched his ears with both hands. The pain was blinding, as though a red-hot dagger had been thrust deep into each of his eardrums. He groaned and dropped to his knees. "It is the warlock," he sobbed. The pain was so intense that he could not think clearly. "He has turned it back on me." With shaking hands, he reached into the pouch on his belt and brought out his most potent talisman, the dried, embalmed hand of one of the Pharaoh Tomoza's infants, who had died soon after birth during the plague of the yellow flowers. Ishtar had robbed the little prince's tomb to obtain it. The hand was dark and clawed like a monkey's paw. He held it to his pounding head and felt the pain start to abate. He came unsteadily to his feet and broke into a shuffling dance, chanting and wailing. The pain in his ears cleared. He gave one final leap in the air and stood facing back along the way he'd come. He could feel the presence of the warlock close, like the threat of thunder on a close summer's day. He thought of laying another snare, but knew that Taita would send it back on him. "I must turn aside and conceal my path," he decided. He ran on along the road, seeking the place where he could turn. He found where the track crossed an intrusion of grey schist, so hard that even the passing of Trox's legions had left no mark upon it. With his left forefinger, he traced out lightly the sacred symbol of Marduk on the rock, spat on it, and uttered the three hidden names of the god that would summon him. "Hide me from my enemies, mighty Marduk. Bring me safely to your temple in Babylon, and I will make you the sacrifice you love so well," he promised. Best of all, Marduk loved little girls sent into the furnace. Ishtar stood on one leg and hopped backwards, 5 and 50 paces, the esoteric number of Marduk known only to the adepts. Then he turned sharply off the road and set out at right angles to it, heading into the northern wilderness. He went swiftly, trying to open the distance between him and the man who pursued him.